Everybody's been paying a lot of attention to 2012. Well, tell us, just briefly, why that date, and are you convinced that it is the date to expect something large?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, John. I know everybody's thinking about the date. There are actually two different dates. Don Alejandro Oxage, who's the head of he's the current head Mayan elder, says that the real end date is October 28th or 29th of 2011, this year. And it actually marks the beginning of the end. And the traditional date is December, the end of December 2012. You know, and so is that date, I mean, I look more cosmologically because I understand how quantum physicists today say that they've made a great leap in understanding on how information or consciousness, you know, when you think of having a thought, does a thought have any weight to it? Does it have any power? Well, we are little transmitters. You know, we don't have a lot of energy in our field. You know, we have millivolts in our nervous system. We have a magnetic field that can be detected by these super quantum squid detectors. So we really are alive electrically. And we are going to be affected by these new electrical energies in the solar system as our solar system moves through the galaxy. But, you know, do we know that what's going to happen on 2012 is going to be a huge energy shift, and inside of that energy, a new consciousness to bring change? And we actually, you know, that's theory number one. And theory number two is it going to be the end of the world because this new energy and information is going to, because if you have a physical pole shift, even, you know, 10 degree sudden pole shift would cause massive earthquakes.
A 10 degree what?
Even a 10 degree physical pole shift that is sudden would cause massive earthquakes. You don't need to have a complete flip of the poles, even though NASA's data suggests the average is about every 300,000 years you're going to get a physical pole shift, a complete pole reversal. And they think the last one was 780,000 years ago. Well, that means we're overdue. And it's not impossible. I mean, they're seeing the Earth's magnetic field is collapsing. It's collapsed 10% since the 19th century. We're now in the 21st century. And so we see that the natural drift rate of the poles has increased from 10 kilometers per year in the 20th century to 40 kilometers per year in the 21st century. So that's a radical change that should duly note it. And it's an early indicator that we might be heading towards a physical pole shift. Anything that's sudden physically isn't good for people who live near coastlines because of giant tsunamis. And the Ring of Fire, where most of the earthquakes occur, is commonly in the coastal regions around the planet. So, you know, that wouldn't be good. But if it was more gradual and gentle in that pole shifting process, it wouldn't necessarily destroy, you know, all of life on Earth, and it would be the end of the world. Now, whether we know that the Mayans' calendar of the 5,000 and some odd year cycle that is ending means a pole shift, the Mayans have not been clear about. We know that we are entering a new energy in the galaxy. That is a fact. And if we superimpose our entire solar system onto an atom, and we think of subatomic particles like planets and the nucleus of the atom, where the proton and the neutron and the quarks are, as the sun, for example, we can see that when electrons jump into higher frequency orbits, as they migrate closer to the center of the nucleus, it's the kind of the same thing we're doing now. As we're spinning around the galaxy at 11 million miles a day, we're also entering a higher frequency because we're migrating closer to the center of the galaxy. But in atoms, there are these things called membranes or shells, and they're kind of barriers that when an electron crosses it, you get a sudden radical transformation of the electron, and it becomes lighter and it accelerates much, much faster than it normally travels, and sometimes many times faster than the speed of light. It just disappears from detection equipment. So if that's an indicator on a larger scale, the transformations are sudden like in 2 Peter in the Bible, in a twinkling of an eye, you know, all the elements will melt with fervent heat. Everything changes. You get the new heaven and the new earth. So if something like that is coming, there's no doubt that NASA can't see it coming because we're traveling into new space every single day. But what I'm more excited about is the first proposition, because you think of, okay, our new children that are being born into this new energy, this new solar energy, this new cosmic energy, their DNA is brand new. In fact, my wife and I just had a daughter, Alira, in October of this year, so she's only 3 months old. And when my wife was in labor, the sun had these three super powerful magnetic spots that were, you know, as the sun spins around every 27 days, it comes into this alignment where some of these spots are direct Earth-facing. And when magnetic spots are direct Earth-facing, they're very, very powerful. And that energy imprints in the DNA of all living things being born in the presence of that. And I tend to think, like a lot of people do, that it's really, there is an energy shift that we're all going to feel because we're all sensitive. But most of us adults who are past 27 years of age, our DNA factory has already told the RNA and the proteins in our body how to build us. And people like Bruce Lipton say that they have data that suggests that consciousness tells energy to tell the DNA what to do. You know, so your blueprint is not, your genes are not your blueprint. Your consciousness is your blueprint, which is your structure for information. So you think of these new children, and they're coming in. And we've done incredible studies here and had amazing, amazing experiences with our children and with other children that have these phenomenal abilities. I mean, really, really phenomenal abilities, which we can talk about later, some actual case examples that are going to blow people's minds, utterly blow people's minds, of what is actually possible. That is where you're going to see the real shift, because who changes the world? It's, you know, some people say, you know, well, it's science and money and politics that changes the world. But who are scientists and who are politicians and who are the architects of the new world, the future children? And this radical shift that we're going through right now, a lot of, you know, PhD psychologists and educators are saying is, why are all these new children being born in epidemic numbers, which what we label as ADD, attention deficit disorder? Why don't they like our educational models? Why are they turning it all down and actually dropping out of high school in epidemic numbers? Because these new kids have new information that the cosmos imprinted in their DNA when they were born. And with that new information, they have new ideas. And if we're really honest, as great as our country is, as America is, I mean, all the greatest inventions of the world started here first, you know, somewhere between here and Europe, most of them. And they're really great inventions, a lot of them. We have not paid enough attention to exploring holistic energy sources for all the technology that we have on the planet.